Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling into darkness, and the Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, the Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here celebrating Black History Month. Yes, we are celebrating Black History Month. And we wanted this week to continue our celebration. The N-word, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know the history of that N-word? You know, a lot of the young people today, they use that N-word. But do you know the history of that N-word? Get close to your radio. We have a short documentary today that I want you to listen to. I want you to listen to the history of that N-word. Get close to your radio and listen.
Yesterday, Charlotte, North Carolina television reporter Steve Crump accepted an apology from Brian Ibers. The two men were involved in a confrontation last week during which Ibers used the N-word and Crump recorded it. Crump was on assignment in Charleston, South Carolina, reporting on hurricane recovery when he walked past Ibers. And a warning, the next two videos include use of the N-word.
What did you call me? What did you just call me?
I'm on it, sir.
No, you did not call me sir. You called me the N-word, right?
I did. I believe I did call you the N-word.
You're a f***ing idiot. You're ignorant.
So you really are a nigger then.
Well, the N-word is one of the most contentious in the English language. Special correspondent Charlene Hunter Gault explores its origins and use with Harvard Law School professor Randall Kennedy. It's part of our year-long Race Matters Solution series.
Professor Kennedy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I don't have to tell you, we're dealing with a very contentious word, but it wasn't always that way. So take us back when it was more benign.
It's like many words. It has a mysterious, it sort of rises from the midst. So for instance, in 1619, when there are reports about the first blacks brought to British North America, they are referred to as N-I-G-G-U-H-S. Well, it doesn't seem that that was meant in a derogatory way. It seems merely descriptive.
When did it become the kind of word that is so controversial today?
Go back and take a look at what some black writers were saying in the 1820s, the 1830s. They make mention of how white people would tell their children, if you don't behave, we're going to put you in the nigger seat. If you don't behave, we're going to make you sit with the niggers. That's why we know that by then the word had become a slur.
So why are people like, you know, very successful popular comedian like Larry Wilmore, who addressed the president with the word at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
So, Mr. President, I'm going to keep it 100. Yo, Barry, you did it, my nigga.
But also a lot of the rappers and people, what don't they know? I mean, they're using it almost as a term of endearment.
The infamy of nigger is, it's a word that has been used to terrorize people, to put people down. But it has also been used in other ways. It's also been used as a way of putting a mirror up to racism. So Dick Gregory titled his first memoir, Nigger, an Autobiography. Richard Pryor had a number of albums. That Nigger's Crazy, Bicentennial Nigger. Is he using nigger to put black people down? No, he's using it ironically. He's sometimes using it playfully. He's using it often as a mirror to shame racism.
And I don't want them hip white people coming up to me calling me no nigger or telling me nigger jokes. I don't like it.
Then you've got people who have the idea of taking nigger back. So you have some people who say, well, nigger has been used to put us down. What we're going to do is grab this word and we're going to use it for our own purposes.
But do they know the history of it?
Well, one of the reasons I wrote a book about this was because I got the sense that there were especially young people who were using the word who did not have an understanding of the history behind the word. So I spent 40 pages just giving instance after instance after instance of the way in which this word has been used to hurt black people.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't it also been used against other ethnic groups, Chinese, Mormons, Jews?
You know, it's the atomic bomb of racial slurs. It is the racial slur that has been used in other contexts. So for instance, Palestinians, the niggers of the Middle East, the Irish, the niggers of Europe. This is a term that has been generalized around the world. If you want to put somebody down, analogize them to the nigger.
Given the power of this particular word that we're discussing, the power of it to wound, what is the solution to that?
I don't think there is a solution other than education. People ought to know that even if you were using the word without malevolence, even if you are attempting to use the word in an ironic way or as a term of endearment, there's always the problem of mistake. So I've gotten hundreds of emails over the years from white kids who say the following. I'm riding around with my black friends and we're listening to rap. Is it okay if I say nigger because we're shouting the lyrics of these rap songs? And I say to people often, it may very well be that you're with your friend, it may very well be that you have no bad intentions, but if you're out in public, and especially if you're white and you use this word, there's the problem of the person who's right next to you who doesn't know you at all, who doesn't know what your intentions are, who doesn't know about your friendship with your black buddy over here. But as soon as the word nigger comes out of your mouth, this person slaps you, or worse. Simple prudence would dictate that you use this term very carefully, if ever.
Some of these younger people using it are not using the full word. They're abbreviating it.
There's some people who make a big distinction between nigga, which they say is okay, and nigger. Now, in my view, it's important to know about that distinction because some people put a lot of weight on it. I don't.
So how should people who find it so offensive and who understand the hurt associated with it respond?
What people should do is explain to their friends, to their neighbors, how they feel when they confront the word nigger and why they feel the way they feel. So a number of years ago, I was in a bookstore talking about my book, Nigger. And a man said to me, "Professor, I've heard all that you've had to say and all of your analysis about why it is that sometimes nigger should be tolerated. I've heard it, but I'm going to tell you something. When I hear the word nigger, I remember when that word was used by people who would not allow me to vote and who put me at the back of the bus. And when I hear that word, that's what I think about." That was very powerful.
Absolutely.
That was very powerful. And what I said to him was, "Sir, I understand. I understand why you do not want to hear this word." And I think that people are going to have to talk with one another and share these stories and share these feelings. And I think that that's the only way in which we're going to come to a higher, a deeper understanding of why people have the feelings they have with respect to this, the infamous N-word.
Well, Professor Randall Kennedy, I'm sure you're going to get some reactions to this, but thank you for joining us and being as honest as you've been.
Thank you.
All right. That was a documentary on PBS, and they was asking a professor there at Harvard University how the N-word began. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here, Ghostbusters.
Cause if you